This is Fresh Air. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review of two new albums featuring trumpeter Paul Smoker. His style draws on the playing of everyone from Louis Armstrong to Lester Bowie. Smoker grew up in the same hometown as the great cornet player Bix Beiderbecke, Davenport, Iowa, and studied trumpet with Doc Severinsen. Here's Smoker with the trio he formed in 1981, playing one of his compositions called Mingus Among Us.
When trumpeter Paul Smoker's hot first album, QB, came out in 1985, it hit the jazz scene with all the impact of a pebble tossed into Lake Superior. Smoker lives in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and managed to escape the notice of critics on both coasts. An equally hot sequel, Mississippi River Rat, was greeted with similar indifference. Now, Paul Smoker's on two new albums with two groups, and between them, they might earn him some deserved attention. The album alone, on Germany's Sound Aspects label, is a trio set with his usual rhythm team, bassist Ron Rehovet and drummer Phil Haynes. The album's both more and less accessible than its predecessors. On the one hand, Alone tends to be less pleasantly ferocious. Much of it recalls the meandering and relatively low-key freestyle of the Chicago avant-garde of the 60s. Smoker fares better recasting a couple of jazz classics, Louis Armstrong's Cornet Chop Suey and Caravan by Juan Tizol and Duke Ellington. Smoker's raggedy tone smacks of free jazz, but his bumblebee phrases are informed by bebop virtuosi, and his striking use of plunger mute harks back to jazz's early days. He carries a whole history of the music in his horn. The stop time breaks on Cornet Chop Suey echo the Armstrong Hot Five's 1926 version, but Smoker underscores the tune's ragtime origins even more than Armstrong himself. Paul Smoker's take on Cornet Chop Suey may have been inspired by the trio Ayers' loose revivals of Scott Joplin and Jelly Roll Morton, but Smoker's manic Caravan is all his. Listen to the way he dickers with the time, lagging way behind the beat and then racing to catch up. Thank you. interplay between Smoker and his powerhouse drummer Phil Haynes is almost telepathic. They can follow each other anywhere. Smoker and Haynes also make up half of the Cooperative Quartet joint venture, whose debut LP of the same name is on Enja. The other half is two young compatriots from Baltimore, now living in New York, tenor saxophonist Ellery Eskelin and bassist Drew Gress. That's Joint Venture playing Ellery Eskelin's Avenue A. The best thing about the quartet is its loose but focused forward motion. They swing without sticking to safe patterns. Even when they play the standards, Lush Life and Just in Time, they don't turn back the clock. Like Paul Smoker's trio, Joint Venture proves that musicians who know the history of jazz don't have to be doomed to repeat it.
Kevin Whitehead is a regular contributor to Downbeat and Cadence. He reviewed two new albums featuring Paul Smoker, Alone on the Sound Aspects label, and Joint Venture on Enja. This is Fresh Air.